So you can kind of guess what the sermon is about. It's about humility. One way is putting yourself down and you would be lifted up. You have to know the background of the story. In this chapter, earlier, there is a prominent Pharisee that invites Jesus to dinner. Now, do you think he was doing it because, oh, Jesus said, I'm going to have him at my house and I'm going to look pretty good? You think that's why he did it? No. They did it to humiliate Jesus, is what the plan was. But our God, the Lord Jesus Christ, knows the heart of man, doesn't he? And there were two types of Pharisees at this gathering. There were those from Galilee, and the ones from Galilee believed that the most important commandment in the scripture was to love your neighbor. Now, the Jewish Pharisees, and they were closer to in this place where this one lived, closer to Jerusalem, their Pharisees believe that you must honor the Sabbath. And that was the most important thing. And it's good to know that background because Jesus knows that background as he's invited because they have another guest they invited. And it was a man who had edema. Anybody ever had edema before? It helps swell your legs up. So this guy's pretty puffy, so they could tell he had a problem. It was the Sabbath. Remember the last time on Sunday we talked about what Jesus did on the Sabbath? So they wanted to see, he's invited to dinner. You going to heal the man? So Jesus asked both sects of the Pharisees, he asked them a question. Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath? Now, you think they answered? No. And the reason they didn't answer is because they had those two groups. They're not going to agree. It's going to cause a problem. How crafty, huh? Jesus answered us that question. Now we can't answer it. So they don't answer. So Jesus heals the man. And then he tells him, which one of you, if your ox or your donkey fell into a ditch or a well, wouldn't pull them out? Because that meant money to them. But they were trying to catch him. So then Jesus tells the parable. And that's the parable that we just heard. And he speaks to two issues. One of being a guest, and then one being a host. And as a guest, he says, what you ought to be thinking about is taking the lower station. You know, there's some scripture that is given to us, and we remember. 2 Chronicles 7:14, he said, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves. And you probably know the rest, right? He would do what? Heal the land. Does this land that we have now, our country, need a little healing? Maybe we need some humility. Ephesians 4:2. Be completely humble and gentle. James 4:10. James is a book of working out your salvation, doers of the word, it says. In James 4:10, he says, humble yourselves before the Lord, and he will lift you up. There, in their time, was a society of honor and shame. And we don't live that culture today, but history has shown we're slowly going back to that time. You were either looking for honor, and then people would shame you if you didn't agree with them. And in our society today, we're slowly getting into that mode in the regards to the internet, social media. We have this group that we have like Facebook and stuff, and how many likes can I get? How many people are going to follow me? And then the other thing sometimes, if you look at those things, there's parts where they shame people. So-and-so did this, look at that. And they try to shame them. That's the society that Jesus was dealing with at the time. And so he says, look, if you're a guest, even at a wedding, I'm sure most of you went to a wedding, right? Maybe your own, hopefully, right? Okay, you went to a wedding. And they usually set tables up. You know, there might be a table of honor, first table, and then tables for family. And there's been times I've seen it where somebody, you know, has been an invited guest and they sit at one of the family tables. And somebody politely has to go up to them and tap them on the shoulder and say, that's reserved for the family. And what he's saying, if you did that, and all of a sudden all the other guests are coming in, guess where the last place might be? They're all the way in the back. And everybody's watching and they're looking and they say, well, I wonder why they told him to get up and go in the back. Kind of like a restaurant. You've seen some of the restaurants, you know, they have one of those seats right next to the kitchen, right? Everything's happened, so boom, boom, you know, it's kind of the lower spot. But if you want to eat, there might be the only place. But if you went to the wrong table that's been reserved, all the other ones that might get filled, that's where you'll end up going. So he says, take a lower station. And wouldn't it be nice that you did sit in a lower station and somebody came up to you and said, I know you're down back here, but you need the host wants you up front. And then people will see, and you'll be honored. So that was the first message. Humble yourself. Don't be looking for that first place. Be content. Are you content today where you're at? You know, we were taught, when in my younger days, we were taught not to really be content, keep working and try to move all the way up the ladder, take that first spot. But there is a peace when we realize in our age that those things don't matter. Other things matter. Our families matter. The status isn't important, is it? It's where we're at the time, or who we're with. It's not the status. And he says, humble yourself. And God knows when you do those things. He says, I know. And your reward isn't now. He says, you know, if somebody comes to you and they see you in that station that you moved yourself to, and it's accepted, he says, your reward is there. That's, you're getting your recognition that you want. That's it. But if you do it unto the Lord and you've taken that lower station, he'll reward you at the time of righteousness, he said. That was for you as a guest. Or us as a guest, how we should take it. Just because you're the pastor, don't expect front seat. Don't take it. Just because you're who you are, don't take it. You know, a lot of political dinners or whatever, you know, and say, whoever's the bigger donor, I want to sit with those big donors. We're the politician. Don't need that. And then he talks to the host. And he says, you know, you invited people. And when you invite people, don't invite the rich, the famous. Don't invite your relatives, but invite who? The poor, the lame, those in need. So what is he telling us? Most of the time when people invite other people to meals and stuff, they're inviting because next time they want you to what? Invite them back. My sister was real good at, when she was little, she liked to check people's bathrooms out. She didn't have to go, but if she went to somebody's house, she wanted to check the bathroom out. A lot of us get into the point where we invite people because we may want to make our status look better. The rich, the famous, and others, and looking for that in return. You know, I'm going to have you over, but in back of my mind is, I want to see your place, and I want you to invite me over. And when you have guests, you know, now I look big in your eyes, and when you're at my house, I try to make you look big. He said, do it for people that can't pay you back. When you do things, and this church does a lot of things in ministry, we're doing it for folks that can't pay the church back. A soup kitchen, food that we give to those that are in need, they're not able to give it back. And that is our witness. And that's what he's saying to folks. Be humble. Do things for others, not for your own personal gain, not for the recognition, but because you love God and you want to be a witness. There's times God's going to call you out of your comfort zone. He's going to ask you to go somewhere and do something for somebody you may not know or have the means to repay you. But that is your opportunity to be a witness for him. And he won't forget you. He'll reward you. And that struck those Pharisees. As they tried to trap Jesus, they learned something new. And may we too learn something new. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, this is your church. This is your body of Christ. Use us in a way that we don't try to lift ourselves up, but we put ourselves in a lower state. And you use us to help those in need. And we look forward to that day where you will say, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." In Jesus' name, amen.